Let's say you're a lawyer traveling home from Dayton, Ohio, that vacation hotspot where the brave can go nose to nose with a stealth fighter. As you approach downtown Indianapolis, you see a highway sign near a construction zone warning of certain driving violations, speeding for one. You speed, the sign flashes, it's a $135 fine. That's perfectly understandable in every sense of the word. You go 56 and a 55, you pay. But the highway sign outside Indianapolis contains additional warnings. Reckless drivers pay $135 too, as do people who tailgate. Speeding, reckless driving, tailgating. That sign gnaws at a legal mind. That sign, those warnings, demand definition. Definition meaning this. Speeding has a common meaning, but the other two violations can be defined in different ways. One person's definition of reckless driving, say, mine, is not another's. Say, a teenaged boy supercharged after his visit with the stealth. And what is tailgating anyway? State legislatures help to clear up the confusion. Legislators draft statutes defining what particular driving violations mean. Indiana legislators, for example, probably worked long and hard on the definition of the words flashing on that sign. The murky concepts of reckless driving and tailgating are made a bit clearer after a look at the laws on the Indiana books. Reckless driving, they say, can be several things. Passing another car on a slope or a curve when your vision is obstructed. Speeding up when someone wants to pass your car. Blocking the proper flow of traffic or endangering others' lives or property by driving at an unreasonably high rate of speed or driving at an unreasonably low rate of speed. And courts then apply those rules to real-life facts. In 1988, one court decided that reckless driving is doing 60 miles per hour in a 20 miles per hour zone on a motorcycle. The motorcyclist, by the way, also popped a wheelie for 20 feet. In 1978, a court found reckless driving as a matter of law when the driver topped 55 miles per hour on an icy county road. And one court found reckless driving to be 30 in a 15, especially because the vehicle fishtailed into a parking lot. All reckless driving. As for tailgating, there's a statute in Indiana making it against the law to follow another vehicle more closely than is reasonable and prudent under the circumstances. Circumstances including speed, the time interval between vehicles, and the condition of the highway. And courts apply that law to facts. In 1956, finding that a driver violated the statute when he drove three or four car lengths behind, moving along at 40 miles per hour in light drizzle. And in a case from 1988, the Supreme Court wrote that, in the wisdom of the legislature, such decisions, is it tailgating, is it reckless driving, are really best left up to the jury. So you see the flashing sign, you really don't know what those words mean until a jury returns its verdict. Bottom line, you see a stealth fighter in Dayton, leave the driving to somebody else. I'm Amy Guida.